All right, Krishna. Greetings from Sham Ashram. Yesterday, they Sham Sundri took me on a tour of their new place. It's quite. What I saw, it's quite beautiful. I mean, their personal house, she's almost embarrassed. The roof is so big, it extends like 5 or 10 yards on either side. But yeah, I have a lot of facilities. Jacuzzi, sauna, cold plunge. And this little guest room. So I'm contemplating maybe next year. I'm going to see if Jai Jagannath will join me. He's coming here today. Maybe we'll do another, try to do another retreat there. Let's see. Okay, I'm really excited to go over today's work because I kind of it was a little bit more technically philosophical, and I figured it out. So now I think I can speak on it more clearly. Read, and we'll start at. Oh, this is not it. 1 second, I thought I had the. We'll start book two, chapter three. Verse 133. I guess before I begin, I'm pretty excited because with Niranjan Swami, we study every day if we can. And I'm going further. And what's coming up is quite exciting because it gets more and more intimate. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Najendriyamana Kaya Cheshta Rupam Naviditam Nityasatyagananda Rupasahi Gunatija. We should not consider devotional service merely an activity of the body, senses, and mind. It is, in fact, the eternal absolute reality manifesting itself as the most intense ecstasy beyond the material modes. Om Jnana Timurandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sapadantikam Vancha kalpa turubhyascha kripa sindhu bhayebhyo patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namah. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivas Adi Gaur Bhaktavrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Okay, again, greetings from Colombia. Kali and the ashram here. Let's put this in context, what's happening. Sometimes, we meet once a week, once every 2 weeks. So let's put it in context. And this is the context. Gop Kumar almost got sucked into Mahakalapur by the power of his mantra and his faith in Guru. He was saved. He sees Lord Shiva coming by in interplanetary travel. He becomes incredibly attracted. Then he sees Lord Shiva seeing the Vaikunthavasis, in which the four Kumars are there. He becomes even more attracted. And then he laments that he's not qualified for the association of the four Kumaras and the Vaikunthavasis and Vaikunthaloka, and it's devastating to him. Lord Shiva, who's very compassionate, winds up speaking to him, explaining that he shouldn't feel bad. It's a very, very high attainment. But because of bhakti, and then his Lord Shiva's associates start to speak also. Because of bhakti, because you have faith in your guru, you have faith in the name, you perform devotional service, you honor the Bhagavatam and take the stories of Krishna within your heart. That is the qualification for attending the supreme abode. And we also get the sense here of a we also get the sense here of a this transcendental system. We should never feel alone. God is always watching us and waiting for us to turn to him. That's the example in the Shvetashvatara Upanishads. There's two birds on a tree. One bird is eating the fruits of happiness and distress, and the other bird is witnessing. The witnessing bird is the super soul, waiting for us to turn to him. So there's that concept. And we should feel it. We should feel it in our lives. We should feel it in our lives with the things that happen to us that are for us. And by God's grace, we can recognize in that way when they lift us to a higher level of consciousness that may have been worth whatever pain it caused us. And then in this discussion, there was another philosophical point. Well, I'll put it, and again, that sense I have, that statement I have from, I think it's Hegel or something, when there is no circumference, the center is everywhere. There's a sense that, we're there in the spiritual world by consciousness. You're a Jivan Mukta, liberated soul. If you're serving God, with your body work. But then it made a point that there's something really special that's a fact. Narayana parasarve nakutas chanya bibhyati swaga pavaga narakeshu apituliar. That we don't really care in one sense when you have Narayana Parayana, you're serving God, but there is something special of that objective to be in the spiritual world. And Prabhupada puts it on the back to Godhead by saying back to Godhead. And now we're in a section which I didn't understand in the last time I spoke, but now I understand it. And now there's another philosophical point. If bhakti is executed through the senses, isn't it just a type of karmic activity that we have to transcend? And somehow or other, in our cultural ignorance, being born in the West and not a philosophical tradition of this type, somehow these things probably never meant our mind, but somehow it's a philosophical quandary for some people. And impersonalism, that the body is born of karma, And it acts in karma. That's why even achieving attainment, we have to st stay in the body to practice Krishna consciousness further, and that's karma. The body, it's moving by karma. We may react to it spiritually, but it's moved by karma. So how is something that's moving that way spiritual? This is somehow the question that comes up, and this is how it's answered here. And it's going to be, oops, I pressed the wrong button. Excuse me. Okay. So in this, I'm going to read some of the purports because they're relevant. In text 123, where the Vaikuntha messengers advise Gop Kumar to practice devotional service, bhakti anushtita, this may be mistaken to mean that bhakti is a ritualistic practice, something to be accomplished by human endeavor. To correct this potential misunderstanding, they explain that pure bhakti is never approached by material senses. Even though hearing is done with the ears, chanting with the tongue, remembering with the mind, and praying and other activities with the limbs of the body, these activities are not material. They are spiritual activities that can be performed only by a devotee's awakened spiritual senses. And the awakened spiritual senses, it seems like the symptom of that is gananda. This is special feeling that you can get, which gives us faith that this activity is something beyond the just the senses and the mind and the ego. And I try to give that experience in the Holy Dham, certainly, and retreats and things where your vision changes. You begin to see more than what's there, even though it's the same thing. And the classic example that Lord Chaitanya gave that I keep on repeating is when he describes the experience one could have eating Jagannath Prasad, that it's something beyond the ingredients and the taste that the ingredients can give. It's something beyond. Nirgune Satchinanandat Mani Krishna Pasadata Spuranti Vilasatyatma Bhaktanam Bahuda Mude. By Lord Krishna's mercy, his devotees happily realize this devotional service in many varieties. It reveals themselves in their heart, which are free from the material modes and immersed in eternity, knowledge, and bliss. Nirgune Satchit Ananda Atmani, in the hearts free from the material modes, and Krishna Pasadita Spuranti, revealed Atmani in the hearts by Krishna's mercy. And it's and it's happily realized. So now the purport again. If devotional service can be performed only with spiritual senses, how can conditioned souls ever qualify to engage it? I think Sanatana Goswami, when I'm studying this book more deeply with Srila Niranjan Swami, his genius of how he's teaching this subject of Goloka Mahatmyam, the glories of Goloka, is unfathomable. So they can be purified sufficiently to begin transcendental hearing and chanting of the glories of the Lord only by Krishna's causeless mercy. As devotees mature in their practice, their individual tastes gradually appear. And on the higher level of advancement, their reciprocation with Krishna becomes increasingly precise, diverse, and ecstatic. So, how conditioned souls can qualify? By practice. That's what we're doing. We're qualifying. vivekena satyatmani hare padam gate pyaprakritam bhakti vidaya vilasantihi. When by spiritual discrimination a devotee becomes completely pure in heart and attains the transcendental abode of the Lord, he realizes the wonderful varieties of devotional service. So when by Vigvena, by his discrimination and by his actions, and when he becomes completely pure, then he realizes that these wonderful, because it was talking about Vaikuntha too, and it has to explain that this goal, which is going to be described coming up with so much variety and so much activity, it is not material. The basic logical misconception is spiritual world must be opposite of what's here. What's here is form. The spiritual world must have no form. And I heard one of our devotee scientists, Rasaraj, who's quite a brilliant person, giving another analysis, another example. He says, no, the opposite of material form is spiritual form, just like the opposite of poor is not no money, it's being wealthy. So it says the argument for how an aspiring Vaishnava becomes spiritualized is presented positively in this verse and negatively. So it's that this is how it happens. This is positive. When you practice and you practice discrimination, you become liberated and you practice devotional service, you will attain something that is aprakritam, bhakti aprakritam. Devotional service, it's transcendental, and there are varieties. Certainly vilasanti become manifest. Certainly varieties become manifest. So it says, by learning to discern spirit from matter, a devotee gradually frees his consciousness from entanglement with the material body, it means in the things of this world. And of course, Vasudeve, Bhagavati, Bhakti Yoga, Prayojita, Janayat Nasu, Vairagyam, Gyanachyara, Hoitika. So of course, Brahma Bhuta Pasanatma, Nasochati, Nakanchati, Samasarveshu, Bhuteshu, Madbhaktin, Labhati, Param. You can transcend. You come to Yani, Bahunam Jamanamante, Gyanavam Mam Papadyate, Vasudeva Samahatma Sadulabha. So, our practices, our spiritual practices, accompanied by devotional service, this seems a little bit more like Jnana Mishra Bhakti, the discrimination with that spiritual goal, not to negate the material world, but to attain the spiritual world. A devotee gradually becomes free, frees his consciousness from entanglement. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna describes this kind of discrimination to Arjuna, indriya indriyarteshu vartanta itida. One becomes aware that the senses are simply interacting with their objects. And when is finally free from all material contact, one can enter Vaikuntha, the realm of the Lord, where there is no connection with matter. They can enjoy the real varieties of life. So this is the conception that's given. The real varieties of life. You may negate this material world. Muktir, hitva, yata, rupam, sarupenavi, and you become situated in your real form. You get rid of the false form and you become situated in your real form. So this is the positive thing. Now this is the negative thing. Anya tetara karmani. Otherwise, anya tetari karmani, vaitapi sur nisangata, kayendiyatma chestato, gyane natmani sodati. Otherwise, for one whose heart has by transcendental knowledge been freed from the material endeavors of the body, senses, and mind, the activities of devotional service would be no more suitable than ordinary affairs. So otherwise, and or as if it wasn't true that one becomes transcendental, then all these things would just be material. And the spiritual world in Vaikuntha, which is going to be described coming up, wouldn't be any different. Purport, if devotional service consisted of actions of the material senses upon material objects, it would be no more spiritual than any other activity. No purified person who has given up material activities would want to engage in it. After having struggled to put aside the obligations of Vedic duties, why would one accept new karmic entanglement? The advanced soul would judge the activities of Vaishnavas unfavorably, applying them to the principle that only the senses are involved with the sense objects. So this is Sanatana Goswami, this is Gop Kumar, enlightening the mature Brahmin. And yeah, and wants to explain in the face of nirvishesha shunyavadi, in terms of a personal voidism, it's really necessary to help us go to the higher platform to understand that the negation of this material world is the spiritual world and not an annihilation of form. The tvevaham jatu nasan, the tvam me ne janati, but the sarva, the sarva na bhavishyam asarvam. Krishna says, never was the time where I did not exist, nor you, nor in the future shall any of us cease to be. And so it's spiritual. Anyebhya eva karmabhyo bhagavad bhakti karmata vivakta sankatam yatu vaikuntham muktim arati. Why should one who renounces the acts of devotion to Supreme Lord as if they were like other activities, go to Vaikuntha? He should only attain liberation. So if you think this way, and therefore you think in transcendence, you reject activity, even activities of devotion to the Lord, then in that consciousness, how will you ever be allowed in the Supreme's above? You'll only attain this Mahakalapur. You'll only attain this liberation where God does not reveal his form. Purport. These purports, they're so clearly written. Impersonalists who consider devotional activity to be material have failed to receive even a touch of mercy from devotional service. To attain Vaikuntha, one must be favored with the blessings of bhakti. Nayanya karma vad bhaktir api karmeti manyatam bahirdrishyaiva jalpeta bhakti dehadi vakwachit. Even if persons whose vision is limited and materialistic think devotional service just another form of karma, it is not at all. So even if people think this way, it's not true that devotional service is just another act of karma, the body and the, no, it is something deeper. There's something in the heart, there's something in the consciousness that infuses the body. But he says, let them think that way and let them talk on that way as they do when they dismiss as material the bodies and personal qualities of the Lord's body. So let them think that way. So now he said, well, technically speaking, these activities, devotional service, does look like the activities of vanashram and ordinary things. A person doesn't have to renounce the world. He's married, he has a job, so many things. In that sense, bhakti may look, can be called a variety of karma. And it's said that the Vaikuntha duties, dutas, the servants, they also use this word bhakti karma. But even though you give this to people to appease those who are not devotees of the Lord, you should not, bhakti should not be regarded as karma in the sense of being a function of the body. So he said maybe it's so prevalent, everything, okay, you can don't disturb those people. Let them just become liberated. But it doesn't matter what you say, this is the truth. Bhakti is transcendental. And the purport has a very interesting thing that the mistake people make is they compare things superficially as the same. So they may say it has a body, therefore it's all material. But he said you can have a, so they say no. A jewel may be glass or a Chintamani gem. So a jewel may be, or you may the word jewel referring to glass ornaments or Chintamani gems, so, but they're not the same. Or, this is nice, the Sanskrit word sattva, and we come up with this all the time, may be used to indicate sattva gun in the material nature, or it's also used to indicate the transcendental nature of the Lord. Vishuddha sattvam vasudeva shabditam. It's used that way. Vishuddha sattvam vasudeva shabditam, the consciousness of Vasudeva, Krishna's father, to bring him in the heart, that's also called sattva. So no, there's a tremendous difference. Just because it's work and activity, it's different. Bhaktanam sachidanandam rupesh vangejayatmasu Gatate svanurupeshu vaikunte nyatra chastita. In Vaikuntha and elsewhere, the transcendental nature of devotional activity spontaneously shows itself in the subtle, suitably formed Satchitananda bodies of the Lord's devotees, bodies composed of limbs and senses. So here it says the Bhaktanam Satchidananda Rupeshu, the bodies of devotees, which consist of Anga, limb, and Indriya, senses, in Vaikuntha they also have these, and it shows the transcendental nature of devotional activity. It shows itself in this way because it's not material. Purport, devotional service is thus established as transcendental activity that naturally manifests itself in the purified hearts of the devotees. It is not material. Still, someone might question how self-manifesting bhakti could appear in devotees as such activities as hearing and chanting, which involve the body and the senses. To clear this doubt, we must understand that the devotees of the Lord, both in Vaikuntha and elsewhere, perform bhakti with spiritual bodies and senses. There is no discrepancy in this conception because the limbs and senses of the pure Vaishnavas are equal in spiritual quality and pure devotional service. Even devotees who live in this world in bodies made of material energy can engage in pure bhakti because the appearance of bhakti transforms their bodies. Either their bodies become literally Satchidananda, or bhakti enters their material body by the potency of the Supreme Lord's special mercy, or else their bodies and senses become suitable for performing bhakti by some God-given potency inherent in the jivas itself. That's very just interesting in that sense. So you can see it's so nice when you see a scholarly presentation of a point. Prabhupada describes, like, I think it's in the Bhagavad Gita, like an axe. When you cut something from different sides, it becomes very, very sharp. So we discuss things from different angles. And that's what a good scholar does. He takes a point and puts it in different context, which makes that point clearer and clearer and clearer. I mentioned this many times, when 1982, 44 years ago, a friend of mine, when I was in Mayapur, told me about one of Prabhupada's godbrothers that lived in Navadvip across the river. Would you like to see him? And I described many times. So I went to see this Sridhar Maharaj, and amazing, these great saints. There's just no one there when I come, a few people. And he looked at me and they explained, I'm head of the Gurukul. And then he took that tattva. I mean, this was one of the most amazing conceptual and express the ability to conceptualize and express. Many of you I've recommended. If you want to know Guru Tattva, you read his book, His Guru and His Grace, and you can see he took this concept in different places, Western philosophy, Eastern, and it was so amazing to hear. So that's what's happening here. This concept that bhakti and activities are spiritual and not material. Who is explaining this? I think it's the Vaikunthavasis, I'm not sure, explaining it to Gop Kumar. And Gop Kumar therefore explaining this to Natura Brahman, and them also explaining it to us. It's just so beautiful how it's different. Let's see if it goes on. Now, I covered so many verses. I didn't think I was covering more, so I didn't go so much ahead, but let's see. Vayamatra pramanam smo nisham vaikuntha parshada tanvato bahuda bhaktim aprishta prakrita gunai. We ourselves are evidence of this truth. As associates of Lord of Vaikuntha, we constantly spread devotional service in many ways and yet are untouched by the material modes. So now they're saying this is the example. We're the messages themselves. And how much more proof do you want that devotional service is completely non-material than meeting those who've attained a spiritual body in Vaikuntha and engage in various devotional activities like tanvata bahuda bhaktim, like disseminating devotional service in many ways. So what more proof do you want? And there's reference in the purport from the Bhagavatam, Dehendriyasu Hinanam, Vaikunthapura-vasinam. The bodies of the inhabitants of Vaikuntha are completely spiritual, having nothing to do with the material body, senses, or life air. Navina sevakanam tu pritya samyak prabhittaye najendriyadi vyapara tayaiva pratibhati sa. Devotional service appears to new servants of the Lord, Navina Sevakanam, as a function of their senses, body, and mind, so that the neophytes can engage in devotional service with relish as they should. So somehow or other, this is for new people. I guess it's a lot talking to us. Appears to be a function of their senses, body, and mind. So we can engage. So it says, when one undertakes devotional one perceives one's devotional activities to be direct perception be denied. It should be denied because such perception is only the experience of beginners in devotional service. Bhakti encourages those reading the names. Oh, my ears are hearing them. In this way, the faith of neophytes is invoked, since otherwise they would have difficulty making the effort required to surrender this. We're just instruments of God. Okay. Bir bhakti nishtais mahapasara rupeyam prabhur. But think they th do not think the service they do it's like we're still it's very inspiring here for me. I mean, everything is working on all cylinders. So I'm up quite early and I get a chance to maybe spend a half hour or so looking at the verses to make sure I have the proper conceptions. And I'm chanting for several hours. And when I'm speaking, I don't feel I'm speaking. So it's that kind of sense that a Vaishnava could have, rather than prakriti kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasha ahankara mudhatma kartaham iti manyate. Other than that kind of conception, soul is help. Well, well, the conception helpless. Okay. You know, when you do things on the computer, messages come up of crucial things to do, and you have to just rely on Krishna. Okay, where am I now? Let me get back to where I was. Okay. Srimad Vaikuntha Lokanetava Sarvabhishta Pratashreshtam Tam Sri Vraja Bhuvam Vraja. Hurry to see the divine world of Vaikuntha, then go to Vrajabhi, the place that can best award the fulfillment of your ambitions. So, yeah, we want to go directly, but sometimes it's good to prepare oneself. And that's what Braj Kumar is doing, a kind of path that's building his faith, qualifying him, but if Torah, if there's haste in your desire, Srimad Vaikuntha Alokane, in seeing Vaikuntha, the best place, Shreshtam, for Sarva Abhishta Prada, to fulfill all your ambitions, is Rajabhumi, and go there. So after describing various related topics, the messengers now give the essence of their instruction. Gop Kumar should return to Vraja on earth and there practice pure bhakti to fulfill his ambitions. Devotion in the form of kirtan is unlimitedly merciful to those devoid of a sense of false prestige, and the best place for that is the earth planet. Really a place that makes you humble. Don't you all feel that we're less and less and less control of our environment? Go to Vrindavan, for that will, like Krishnadas Kaviraj was told. Param Srimad Padam Bhoja Sada Sangat Yapekshaya Nam Sankirtan Nanaprayam Vishuddham Bhakti Matra. Simply practice pure devotional service, mainly in the form of Nam Sankirtan, with the hope of gaining the eternal contact of the Lord's divine feet. Simply practice devotional service. Chant loudly in the form of loudly chanting the Lord's names. Purport, Bhagavan Nam Sankirtan, loud chanting of the holy name of the Lord, is the most effective way to achieve Vaikuntha or whatever else one may desire. But the chanting must be practiced in pure devotion, unmixed with motives of karma and jnana. Yeah, I have a lot of time and I'm chanting more. It seems to be Krishna's will because I'm retired. I'm my 76th year. I don't have thousands of disciples. I'm not managing anything. I don't have family. So it seems I should chant more. And then when I'm chanting more, and then I'm thinking, well, isn't this our philosophy? Isn't this our philosophy? Hari Nama, Hari Nama. Hari Nama eva kevalam, kalo nasteva 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 gatiran. Well, isn't this our philosophy? Chant the holy name. And loud kirtan. If you have opportunity to do kirtan. Teyeshu tadrishi prema sampad utpadayishyate. Yayashukam te bhavata Vaikuntha Krishna darshanam. By that devotional service, you will soon realize the treasure of prema, and you will easily see Krishna in Vaikuntha. By that devotional service, pure love of God is the most sublime wealth, as Lord Brahma says in Srimad Bhagavatam 3:15:25. While describing his own vision of Vaikuntha. Okay, Premnon ta angam kilasadanotamam manyet kaschit smaranam nakirtanam ekendye vache vichetanasukam Bhakti Sparatyasu, he kirtanaik mika. Some think that remembering rather than chanting is the essential means of devotional practice, the means that most effectively leads to prema. For bhakti in the form of chanting appears quickly and easily, and in only one sense, that of speech, which is not itself alive and conscious. Wow. We're entering into a whole different section because I did this before with Niranjan Swami. There is going to be I think, a discussion of the relationship between Smaran, Smaranam, and Kirtanam. Let me read the purport. Maybe it'll give me some sense because I haven't gone this far with you all. This was the opinion expressed by the masters of yoga on Tapoloka. We did this. And that of all the forms of devotional service, the best is smaran and remembering. Pipalayan and others insisted that remembering the Lord rather than chanting his names is the most essential means of achieving prema. They reasoned that kirtan involves only one sense, that of speech, which is one of the kamayendriyas or unconscious material activities. And since the kirtan process perfected very quickly, its result must be less than that of smaran. Okay, I think because it's a completely new section of, I'm going to stop here and have time for questions. And but you can see how beautiful this place is. It's really so nice. Okay, Jamuna Jaya. Wow, we're getting a nice community here on Wednesday. Great. Yeah, yes.
Hi, Hare
Jamuna
Krishnaraj. Thank you for class. That was a very interesting section. I have a lot of notes in it, but I just something you said at the end really was such a standout. It makes so much sense in a way that Kali Yuga, this time of quarrel and hypocrisy and confusion, that this is the best time to chant because I feel like it's something Jai Jagannath would say because we are so humbled on the regular. It's something I've heard then. So from this humble place, we can really call out if we allow it to humble us. So that made so much sense because otherwise it wouldn't make sense. Hear these, elevated people saying, "Okay, go back to earth." But yes, and that's why the folks are lining up to take birth during this time because it is such a time of being humbled and we can call out in this time. So I really love that point.
It really is. It really is. And the world is constructed like that to destroy in the appropriate order and when we're ready, the false ego, which is that conception that blocks us from experiencing the energy and beauty of God. Okay, thanks.
Thanks,
You
Raj.
this there. Hi, Bo. Nice to see you. Okay.
Very well, Mara. Sorry, I was muted and I have trouble. How are you?
Okay.
Howdy, Bo.
Any thoughts? Just it's just nice to see you.
I just
Okay.
ordered that book
All
that
right.
you mentioned about Guru Tattva by Sridhar Marsh.
Oh, that's a great book.
Yeah, Amazon.
Shadanvali and Kalachandri, we'll see
Hare
you
Krishna, Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.
next
Thanks for
week. I'm
class.
looking forward to it.
Jai.
Haribo. 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 Good. Anybody else like to say
Yeah, Hare
hello
Krishna.
today?
Hare Krishna, Maharaj. Can you hear me? Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, can you hear me? No. I think he
Yes,
might have
I can hear
froze.
you, Dennis.
We can hear
We
you,
can
but I
hear
think
you.
Maharaj froze.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Let's see if he comes back.
What's that?
Yeah, nobody could hear you.
I No, who is it?
It's
Harvell.
me. Yeah. But
I can't hear.
I think it, yeah. You're muted, Maharaj. Okay, now you're back.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
But
Yeah.
question.
Yeah, I was going to ask a question, but this might not be a good day because the connection is not so good.
I don't know if it's my reception or yours, but it's so broken up I can't hear.
It's yours.
My connection is unstable.
Yeah, the
But
latter part of the class it was also unstable.
can you hear me? Okay,
Yes.
it's question.
Yeah, I'll ask another time because the connection is, your answer is going to get lost.
I can hear you.
Yeah, but
I'm
the
not
connection is
clear.
not. Yeah, you're in and out. It's too unstable. It's okay. I'll ask another time.
Okay, we'll do it. Okay. But were you able to hear my class?
Yes, but the latter part of it, it was unstable. The last few minutes was unstable.
Okay. Okay. Well, then I'll say goodbye to everyone, and I'm looking at the list of all the people that are here and just
So
grateful, and some
you're
people
coming
that
in
haven't.
very clear now.
And people who haven't come for a while. So thank you all. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna,
Okay.
Maharaj. Thank you for us.
Haribo.
Thank you for class, Maharaj.